Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared for today's trading opportunities as we can be. So this is where we do our analysis. We get to identify where we're likely to see those decent high quality trades or high probability trades, and we'll have that plan ready to deliver for you as we go into the European session and the US session this afternoon. So that we're prepared and we're ready to pull the trigger. It's not about, you know, once we see markets move, it's not about then deciding, should we get into it, should we not get into it. We want to have a trade plan in which to base our decision making off. And that's what this session is all about. Now, today is obviously Thursday, the 28th of March. We're closing out the calendar month. We're also closing out the quarter. What an unbelievable quarter we've had in terms of euphoric market momentum driven opportunity for these global industry markets. There's a few areas of concern, of course. There's a few things that these markets are not pricing in. And that's what makes that resilience really quite impressive. Now, for us, there will be a point at which there will be a reckoning in these markets, but it's hard, and this is where the data comes in. The data is going to determine which way these markets move, so that's what we'll be mindful of moving forward. Okay, so good morning everyone, good to have you with us. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen and we'll get straight into it then. In terms of a quick introduction, all profitable traders, they need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit those markets? What strategies do we utilize in order to manage risk, protect our capital? If you can't protect your capital during, let's say, difficult market conditions, you really won't build a platform on which you can be consistently profitable, in our opinion. How do you manage each trade? So we're in a couple of profitable trades at the minute, and they're performing really quite well. And we're getting to the stage where we're looking to not just mitigate risk. We've been able to do that in a few of our trades already, but, you know, start to look to book in profits as those markets move in our favor. And trade psychology, there's a bit of a strange dynamic for these markets at the minute, but we will be mindful of what happens if markets roll over, and the fact that that's likely to lead to a significant amount of fear and anxiety in these markets. And as a result, it's likely to present some really interesting opportunities if and when that happens. So again, last night, we sort of in the close of the day, we again saw that resilient momentum kick back into these equity markets. We want to see how long that is likely to last for. So just so you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. We are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we shall bring up Forex Factory. Bear with me. There we go. Okay, so this is a little breakdown of all the news events that we're likely to be impacted by over the course of the trading week. You can see Monday, nothing of any major concern. Consumer confidence beginning to weaken in the US. Certainly a little bit on the concerning side. So we've got sentiment numbers again today. So let's see how that plays out. Australian inflation year on year, CPI numbers coming in slightly lower than what was expected. We're expecting a little bit of a bounce, but we're pretty flat. Again, we've been in this state now for the last 3 months. We've been at these sort of pretty flat levels, 3.5%. same situation for the US. It seems to be flat around between 3 and 3.5. We had Waller speaking last night, and no surprise that he he adopted the slightly more hawkish view in these markets. And what we're getting is we're getting these central bankers, and they're coming out, and they're kind of positioning themselves in different ways. So we've got Jerome Powell, which seems to be a little bit more on the dovish side. We have Waller suggesting that we probably need to stay higher for longer. So you get this mixed signaling. And this is what's causing these markets a little bit of a dilemma. There's mixed signaling. There is a disconnect between certain markets, like the equity markets versus the bond markets, and the equity markets versus the dollar. So there is structural issues that perhaps need to be considered at this point in market conditions. So today, this afternoon, and it's at the earlier time of 12:30 because of daylight saving hours, but from the US, we're going to get final GDP, always likely to come in pretty close to expectations. This is the final number of three prints. So 3.2 is what was expected. Last time it was 4.9, 2.1. So you can kind of average this out. We get the average numbers as well. So I suppose final GDP for this quarter is kind of in between the peak in the last quarter versus the last summer. So we'll have final GDP numbers and unemployment claims. So if this continues to sort of stabilize, which it looks like it is, then we've still got this really quite strong jobs market, and all of these have impacts on potential market volatility. Pending home sales on Monday, we had new home sales coming in lower than expected. We'll see if there's a percentage increase or a percentage decrease in that number. And then we've got consumer sentiment. So we've got a few smaller individual data points today that's likely to be certainly cause a little bit of volatile. And just so that you're aware, we've got bank holidays across most major markets tomorrow. So we'll, for Good Friday, for the Easter break. So we are taking tomorrow and Monday off. So we've got quieter market conditions. We do have an important news event, however, tomorrow. It's core PCE. And we'll also hear from Jerome Powell as well. So we will be referring to our signal service. We'll be monitoring these moves. And if we make any decisions around tomorrow's trading conditions, then we'll post them into our chat box and our signal service. So we'll keep you updated on that. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Okay, so with all of this in mind, we want to see, we're currently in quite a few decent trading opportunities, so let's bring those up. So we saw this rally yesterday in markets like the S&P 500. Again, it's kind of a shakeout. It's trying to sort of get rid of, all those sellers that are sitting in these markets. Now, we've done very little overnight since we kind of rallied yesterday. No such rally in markets like the NASDAQ as a result, just there in the middle. And if we have a look at the performance of NVIDIA, and let me just get out my pen. Should have it here somewhere. Right, so let's bring this chart just over here for NVIDIA. And I suppose the reason why we're looking at this is because it's a bit of a proxy for the US equity markets. So it's almost as if the micro is leading the macro. They're so heavily weighted with these tech stocks that, the performance of something like NVIDIA is kind of a good indication, really. And so what sort of position are we in when it comes to NVIDIA? Well, we're consolidative really up at these kind of highs. And that's really kind of where we're at. So we now have a double top. The last 2 days were a little bit more on the bearish side. That is a little bit more reflected in markets like the Nasdaq. Not so much with that weakness. We've seen a bit of a rally in the S&P 500. But what we're also seeing is a bit of a risk on trade in the S&P. But we are genuinely seeing the dollar begin to strengthen across the board. And that's where we're a little bit more heavily positioned. So the euro dollar, it looks like we're pretty close to making new lows as well. Same situation with the dollar Swiss. We're pretty close to making new highs on that. So we do have today's, if you noticed yesterday at some point as well, the markets were trying to sort of shake everybody out. So it'd be very easy off the back of yesterday's price action to sort of book in profits. However, the momentum and the reasons for getting into those trades still exist. And these are let a winner run type trades. So we want to try and maximize the upside when we get these opportunities. So the disconnect, unfortunately, is in the S&P 500. So let's identify, we want to try and stick with this trade if we can. If we get that rollover, it would be a point at which the 5200 would be the point at which certainly would create a significant amount of fear and anxiety in these markets. We'd probably see some further rollover. Okay, so NASDAQ up at these highs. Also, Dow Jones is, again, really quite a strong reversal yesterday for reasons that are a little bit more difficult. So the Dow Jones is pretty close to recent highs. The DAX, we've got a German economy which is this is sort of some of the technical moves which are a little bit on the puzzling side. We've seen really a significant rally from 16,800, let's say, to 18,500. So that's that's 1,700. So you're talking about a 10% rally with a German economy that's in recession and almost stagnating with slightly higher inflation, lower growth. And we're seeing this really quite profound rally like we've seen across the equity markets as well. The Nikkei. So yesterday we had that urgent meeting. Yesterday we had an urgent meeting from the BOJ and the financial authorities in Japan. And unfortunately, it was quite disappointing. We've seen again what they've done on many other occasions is sort of wag their finger at the markets and say, you know, don't go too high. We don't like the speculation. We don't like this increased volatility to the upside for the yen. because we were quite surprised. I'm sure the BOJ were probably expecting this market to actually weaken as well. And it didn't. It rallied higher again. Again, with the euro yen, strong rally when we would have expected this market to roll over to the downside. Now, what it's given us is an opportunity to sell or to buy a bit of this yen sort of trade. So it seems like if we look at the dollar yen, it looks on the surface as if the 152 is kind of the cutoff point, seems to be the reaction. So when we found out that actually the announcement was, you know, because central banks, they don't really have to act. They could just say something that's quite stirring, that's a bit of a threat to markets, and then the markets will react off the back of what they say they're going to do rather than what they actually do. But the BOJ have been doing that for too long now, and I think the markets are pretty much tired of that sort of inaction. So I think the challenge now is for the BOJ to actually act. So at some point, we could get some excessive yen strength. It's hard to see whether now is the time, because you've still got this interest rate differential. You've still got really, really strong momentum to the upside. So it's really over to the BOJ, because I don't think the markets are going to listen to any great extent. Okay, so so Swiss franc is the other trade that we're in to the upside. We've got the euro dollar to the downside, which is performing nicely. We're just about to break these lows, so we will hopefully have a nice little further momentum to the downside. Yesterday, we were kind of held up a little bit. So really, and again, you do have this interest rate differential narrative playing out in the euro dollar and the dollar Swiss, which is primarily one of the reasons for choosing those particular trades. The pound dollar, it looks like there's a bit of dollar strength today. Potentially in the dollar CAD, we could get a move above the 136.17. So Aussie dollar, that momentum looks like it's beginning to roll over to the downside. So we're definitely going to look for that further dollar strength trade, which is, I mean, our, we're already in the euro dollar and the dollar Swiss. So they can, we can maintain that, that kind of focus. So let's record a couple of these levels. So euro dollar to the downside. Actually, there's a little structural failure trade in here. So the 1-800. 0800. And further upside above the 1970 level. And then we could add the New Zealand dollar, and we'll add the Aussie dollar. Like the New Zealand is actually making that move lower, and we've got nothing but air. We've got a little bit of support just below these levels in the Aussie. So let's just identify exactly where the level of interest for us. So we can certainly look at selling below the 59.85. 59.85. So we're currently below that level, so we'd be looking for a pullback. So I suppose the main takeaway really is we are beginning to see that dollar strength trade feed through. We've also got with weakness in the well, let's say with strength in the yen, it looks like if we get this real rollover, we're below the monthly highs. There's another opportunity to get in below the 163.41. 163.41. And that's the euro yen. So it's just a little bit of exposure in the euro yen. We're performing well in the euro dollar, the dollar Swiss. Hopefully we get further momentum in the euro yen. Not so much in the dollar yen or the pound yen. It's more euro weakness really than any of that. And we've still got an upside view in crude oil. Yesterday we kind of bounced off the $80 level. We have our stop loss just below and closed out looking quite positive. Let's see if we get this little rally today in crude oil. So this is some of the disconnect. We've got equity markets rallying virtually very close. Well, we've had the second highest price in history yesterday, when other equity markets, unfortunately, were looking quite soft. The Dow Jones and the S&P rallied and the NASDAQ didn't. So we're getting this risk on trade and risk off trade at the same time with the dollar strengthening and gold. So gold is one of these markets that we do like to the upside, ironically, but we just wanted to step back a little bit on that trade. Okay. So New Zealand, S&P 500. NASDAQ, it looks a little bit under pressure. That's why it's worth just keeping an eye out for NVIDIA and see what that does and see how we close out the calendar month. Will be quite interesting. The Dow Jones had that really outsized rally yesterday, along with the German DAX. So when these markets do roll over, there's going to be some fantastic opportunities here. Japanese yen. There is a little mini structural failure trade there, and when we see those, we could certainly look at getting in below that level, which is the 40,177. But it's not obvious that the it's not really obvious that the yen trade is the trade of choice at this stage in proceedings. So let's put together our trade plan for you. Let's bring up our So the risk on, risk off dynamic is a bit distorted. I suppose we have to call it as we see it, but we do have some decent opportunities. So mixed market conditions really in terms of an overview. So we're looking very carefully at that euro dollar, looking to sell below the 10800 now. So we're only inching lower, but that's certainly our trade of choice. So yesterday and all week, we've been wanting to keep our options open. We wanted to see how the day would play out. And if things sort of fell into place, we'd look to take them. So 90, 70 level. We've also got the New Zealand dollar looking to sell below the structural low of the 59. 59.85, and you got that structural 60 cent level just above it. So so we've got some specific opportunities. We've got this news out later on today. We'll see how these markets react to that. Euro yen looking to sell below 163.40, 41, and the Nikkei looking to sell below. That's if we do add to that yen strength trade. It's not obvious that we will really just yet. 40,177. Okay, so look, we've got a few, although we've got sort of a mixed dynamic, we've got a few trades to look at and to focus our attention on. So this is what we, this is what we're looking at for the day. So it's kind of mixed in nature, so just bear that in mind. We'll probably see some significant volatility as the day unfolds, especially going into this afternoon session. So what are we looking for? We're looking for the euro dollar to continue its progress to the downside below the 108 level, the dollar Swiss to continue its progress to the upside above the 90.70, the New Zealand dollar looking to sell below the 59.85, the euro yen looking to sell below the 163.41, and the Nikkei potential sell below the 40.177 level. All right, guys. So look, I've posted that into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us as always. The narratives, unfortunately, are a little bit disconnected right now. So perhaps we certainly need some more clarity on kind of market momentum. It seems like this month is fizzling out. Tomorrow is a bank holiday. So we probably, well, this afternoon we've got some important data, and certainly tomorrow's PCE. But, you know, if this market kind of fizzles out completely, we wouldn't be too surprised by that either. So let's see how we get on. Great stuff. On that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them. And if you are, of course, interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website. And that starts from just $59 per calendar month. And for more information, just go to livetraderoom.com and feel free to connect with us there through our Signum service. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks so much. Do take care, and we'll see you, for those of you that are joining us for the morning session, the European trading session, we'll see you shortly. Take care, guys. Thanks so much. Bye for now.